Okay, B104.3, big surprise. I have a little gap in the morning show this morning, and I thought, Mr. Cater called in, you know, Coffee with Kane and Cater. He called in earlier to play Plinko Plus, and I hadn't talked to him in forever, and so I thought we'd call him now and see if he'll answer the phone. Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Well, I am excellent, Mr. Cater. You sound very serious right now.
I'm at the office. I don't mean to be too serious right now.
No.
You know me.
Seriously, that's not good. Okay, so this is a little impromptu session of Coffee with Kane and Cater this morning, and I thought, you know,
all right,
we could talk about your favorite subject.
Oh, and it's probably, you're talking about the Diamonds and More Jewelry.
Diamonds and More Jewelers, Jingle Bell Rock, that's right!
Yes.
You are correct, sir. I have not spent enough time talking about the Jingle Bell Rock leading up to the beginning on Monday of next week. And I was going to have you in on Thursday, but unfortunately, this Thursday, I have Danica McKellar of the Wonder Years for Coffee.
Oh, you said Danica. I thought you meant the race car driver.
No, not Danica Patrick. Danica McKellar from the Wonder Years is going to be on with us.
I remember the Wonder Years.
Yes. And so she's involved in this whole Great American Family Christmas thingy. Anyway, I wanted to talk with you because I think that listeners actually, okay, let's back up just a tad. You are the Associate County Commissioner for District 1?
District 2.
District 2, I'm sorry. District That's 2 okay. in St. Francis County.
Yes.
Newly reelected. And
yes.
And here's the thing. You are not afraid to goof off and have a good time.
Oh, no. I think that's what it's all about. You got to be able to reach the people.
Yes. And so you're relatable, kind of like me.
Yes. Yes,
just
exactly.
A normal person.
That's
I'm just
right.
a normal person. We like to joke around that we're influencers or that we're famous, but we're not. We're just normal St. Francis
you and Dave,
people.
Stop. I'm just Dave.
Don't say that because Mr. Kane could be listening right now, and I really just don't want to. Anyway,
he's a great influencer.
Stop it. So
I look up to him.
Stop it. So here's the thing. The Jingle Bell Rock. Have you stopped by Diamonds and More yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to, but I love their new remodel.
Oh my
it
gosh,
is
it's
so,
so
awesome.
Nice. They redid the
it
whole Rosedale Plaza, and so it looks really nice. But the store inside is gorgeous.
I'm going to have to get in there.
Darcy at Diamonds and More told me she was going to display the jewelry starting yesterday.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure
it's
already up. And actually, you know what? Let me grab... Oh, of course, my email logged me out. I think that I have the description of all the pieces. So,
oh, wow, nice.
But you guys have had... All right, so your whole Cater clan, and I say that with all affection and silliness.
Exactly. There's a bunch of us.
You guys have played the Diamonds and More Jewelers Jingle Bell Rock for, you know, a million years or whatever. And so you know all the rules. You know everything.
Most of them, because some of them did change a little bit, because I tell you, when you guys opened it up to the family being able to look, because before it used to just be me, so the boys would come with me when they were really little. And at 1 year, Anne DeBolt had to watch my little one because I took off for the rock, and Dylan wants to follow me, and she goes, oh, come here, I'll take him. And he was like looking like he wanted to get out there. But man, I tell you what, now that you opened it up to families and you know, spouses, oh man, it's amazing, because we all have shirts. We have the Diamonds and More Find the Rock, Operation Find the Rock shirts.
Operation,
we have sweatshirts.
Yes, you guys.
Yes.
Y'all cracked me up. Y'all got your sweatshirts last year.
Yes, we did.
I was like, okay.
I have to get one more ordered this year because I forgot Jesse, which is Adara, which Adara won it 1 year. And I thought I was going to win it that year. But, man, it was like, oh, we were fighting for it.
Yes, that was that was when we were at Deloge Park that year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, oh, so yeah. Adara, I'm sure she still loves that ring from Diamonds and More.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Yes.
Gorgeous jewelry.
Just amazing jewelry. It's so nice.
I'm going to tell you some of the stuff that are there's actually 7 items. And the total is $10,091.
Man.
So there's like a lady's side that is designer pieces. It's Kaladi designer.
Nice.
There's a rose gold heart ring with a half carat total weight of various shapes of diamonds. And it's $2,500. Any one of these prizes by themselves would be really awesome. And then there's a Kaladi designer white gold leaf design ring. This is one of those. Have you seen women wearing those rings that go from like their knuckle to knuckle? They're really big. It's big like that. And
I have seen them, yes.
It has over 0.63 round diamonds. The total carat weight is 6.25. I don't know. Anyway. I don't know what that means. It's a white gold 14 karat leafy design. It's really pretty, though.
Very nice. Yeah, I can't wait to wear that.
That one's $2,598. Then there's a Kaladi designer bracelet, also with diamonds. That one's $1,599. Then there's a Kaladi designer necklace that is a blue topaz and diamond necklace with a gold chain, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's yellow gold, and it has a ton of diamonds, and it's $1,199. Then there's some 14-karat blue stone-hinged huggy hoop earrings, yellow gold. These are like, they're like a blue stone. It kind of looks like a blue topaz. I don't know that it's a topaz. Those are $270.
Well, that'll go with my eyes. Yeah.
Well, you'll like them. There's a men's watch and a men's ring this year.
That is awesome.
There's a men's ring that's $1,350. Lots of diamonds, dude. And then
I tell you, that Kaladi's got it going on.
I know, right? Then there's
they really know their stuff.
A men's citizen watch. Do you need a new watch?
Ooh, I need a watch. I have a good watch, but I need another good watch.
It is valued at $575. Have you ever had a watch that cost that much?
No, mine was Fossil, and I got it. Yeah, no,
at Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's. Yeah, Fossil. Yes, yes.
The mall back in the day.
The mall. Yeah, remember? Yeah.
I think the most valuable watch I've ever had was like I don't know a $200 or $300 watch that I bought for myself when I survived cancer.
Oh my. But
it was my gift to me, but I got it on sale.
Well, that's awesome. I got it on sale. I'm saying, most of my stuff, it's like when I golf, all my stuff's on sale.
These things are really super nice. And so I'm pretty excited about the prize and how big it is because I think
I'm very excited.
I think people are going to lose their minds when they see this jewelry because it's absolutely gorgeous.
And Diamonds and More have always been great. They are amazing people down there, and all of them. And it's so fun. And the jewelry is great and all. But I tell you what, the whole experience of the Jingle Bell Rock is fun. I mean, you get to go get the clues for each different business, and it's just fun. The whole process of it is just so neat. We have a great time at it.
I think so too. And I don't think that people realize how much our sponsors really enjoy people coming in and picking up cards and saying hello.
And they do. And that's what is note too, because they aren't trying to push anything on selling anything. They'd like you to look around, you know, which we always do. And sometimes, you know, you get a couple items from a different place and it's like, you know, and they're not all about, hey, being pushy and whatever. It's like, hey, welcome in. Look at what we've got. And it's just great. It is.
Okay,
it's amazing.
It is. So I have a surprise for you. So
this
year, one of our sponsors is Chuck Odell Shelter Insurance. Chuck Odell of Odell Media Group that owns B104 and KFMO. So, Chuck, made him promise to have cookies and hot cocoa and coffee at his office in Bon Terre.
Ah, I gotcha.
So that people could go by and get some cookies and some hot cocoa and coffee. And even if you're not collecting clue cards that day, you could go by and say hi to Chuck Odell Shelter Insurance in Bon Terre.
Oh, yeah. But just and get the clue cards a bonus.
He's going to kill me.
Oh, by the way, we have clue cards here. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I just came for the cookies.
I have. Have you looked at the website to look at the rules and stuff this year?
I have not looked at the rules this
year.
Okay,
I have a surprise for you. A teeny tiny bit. No. We now have 18 clue card locations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, 18 clue card locations. They are not listed because we surprise you at 7:30 in the morning. We announce what the clue card location is for that day. Now, the first one, Diamonds and More, next Monday, that's always at Diamonds and More Jewelers in Farmington. So that one, everybody knows that's where we start off. So I'm excited about that because I'll be there that morning, and I'm trying to get the rest of the staff to come out and hang out that morning, too. So they're always really happy to see us, so. Maybe we'll.
And that's awesome. And what is really bad is because you do this on the last week of hunting season. So I have to go deer hunt and I have to actually find somebody to go get my first clue card. So
listen,
I'll have somebody. Yeah.
I
hate that I miss you guys on the first day.
I can't help you with that, sir.
Oh, I know that. No,
I'm not sure
definitely
why
no,
you have to go hunting that day. You had weeks leading up to this,
but I don't get
sir.
To go. I don't get to go until the last week because my schedule is so busy. I'm out helping constituents out in the county.
You are ridiculous. You're making excuses. Are you trying to gaslight me that you're not going to show up at Diamonds and More to pick up your clue card? Dave Cater.
No, but, you know, if you do remember, a special guest stopped at Culver's one year when you were doing the clue card. And he came in. And he told me he was coming down there just because you were there.
Oh, I do remember that. Well, maybe the special guest will show up again this year at a clue card location.
Maybe he will. That'll be awesome.
All right, Cater, we got to get to the news, but this little impromptu coffee with Kane and Cater has been brought to you by the Diamonds and More Jewelers Jingle Bell Rock.
It's been awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, bud. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.